May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. Sometimes you listen to Christmas songs and you wouldn't want them to end. I thought this last hymn will continue and continue, but as you come back again by 11:15 tonight, we'll have the opportunity to sing more carol songs. And I hope that many of us will be able to join us at that service with our families. Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. For many wonderful things happen at this time. You don't need to go far before you can see that, because once in a year, that's the only time you will see these beautiful flowers, you know, these wonderful decorations. And I always feel like, I wish this decoration would remain here. But, you know, a few Sundays from now, Margaret and her team will dismantle all of this. They will remove it. And in our houses, too, we have flowers on the streets, even though it's dark, but we see lovely, beautiful flowers, lightning in different places. And again, we listen to special music. For some people, it is a time of family gathering, Christmas parties, a time to visit parents and relatives, grandparents, visit brothers and sisters. It's a time of the year when so many things happen. So many things happen during Christmas, and there's so much excitement in the air at this time of the year. But there is more than this to Christmas, because if this is all that we know about Christmas, then there's a problem. There is more to it. This season reminds us of the wonderful promises made thousands of years ago to Adam and Eve, to David, and to the prophets. The promise of God about this season came long before Jesus was born. Because God had promised that evil will be defeated, that evil will not have the final say, that light will defeat darkness. No matter how long the darkness reigns, that there will be a light that will conquer darkness. God had promised that there will be a time of lasting peace, a time of hope, joy, and love. God promised that a king will be born, an everlasting king. The king will rule his people with justice and truth, a king like David, but greater than David. A king whose reign will never end, a king who will look after the poor and give justice to the widow and orphans. This hope, this love, and goodness for humanity from our reading rested upon the work of God in the life of a young girl that was engaged to a simple carpenter. Neither Mary nor Joseph were people of any prominence. They were hardly known in their own time. Our reading informs us that Angel Gabriel suddenly appeared and greeted Mary. Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you. The author of the gospel account tells us that Mary was deeply troubled or confused by the sudden appearance of the angel. And I'm sure that many of us will feel the same. If suddenly, where we are seated, or even while the service is going on, an angel suddenly appears, you'll be startled, perhaps a little bit confused. The young teenager was told that she was about to become pregnant and that she would give birth to a son, and the son was to be called Jesus. Her son is the promised king, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, God's own Son. And through the word and by the power of the Holy Spirit, Mary conceived and gave birth to a son, according to the prophecy, the words of the angel. He gave birth to a son, who is the Holy One, Emmanuel. God is with us. God with us. Indeed, there are those who regard a virgin birth as so impossible. No wonder the angels say, with God, all things are possible. For some, they think that this is an insult to their intelligence. They wonder how scientifically this could ever happen. Over the centuries, there have been debates back and forth on this. We may not understand, I wish to say that, we may not understand the mystery that surrounds the Christmas events. But one thing we do know is that he is Emmanuel. We may not understand the theologies, the scientific proof. We may not even understand. And even for us today, we may not even understand how a woman conceives of a baby. We don't really understand that. And how the fetus grows and is born, and the fetus continues to grow after birth. The baby continues to grow after birth and grow into man, into manhood, and then gets married again, and the cycle continues. We don't quite understand that. But one thing we know is that God is with us. God is with us in the ugly path of our lives, as well as the good. He does not desert us in the darkest hour of our despair. He is there in the midst of the rubbles of our broken dreams and the ruins of our tangled lives. In Jesus, God is with us when we are depressed and hurting. In Jesus, God is with us when we are sick and sorrowful. In Jesus, God is with us when we are feeling guilty and ashamed. In Jesus, God is with us when we are celebrating and happy. Jesus doesn't just watch what is happening in our lives from a distance, like a big daddy in the sky who is far removed from realities. He is not untouched by our existential realities. He is very much engaged and involved in the realities of our everyday life. He is not removed, rather, he is right here with us, right in the middle of it all, like a brother or a sister that sticks closer. He is right here with us, giving us the support, help and comfort that we need to face our daily challenges. Into our lives and our world of tragedies, of broken dreams, of crushed hopes, and of merciless demands, God came so that he will heal all our pain and give us peace. For nothing is impossible with God. If you can think of any impossibility in your life, in your family, in the life of your friends, those you know and those you may have read about, God's word says that with God, nothing is impossible. Peace does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise or trouble. Peace means to be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in our hearts. We do not know everything that lies in the future for us. Whether next year or in the next few days before the end of the year. We do not know what suffering, trials, joy, temptations are in store for us. Nor do we know the hour or day of the Lord's coming in glory. We do not know the day of our resurrection from the dead. We do not know what is right there ahead of us, even at the end of this service, or even in the course of this service. We do not know. But one thing we know on this first Sunday of Advent, that amazing things happen when God speaks his word and of his promise. We also know that Emmanuel is with us, God with us. As we journey, we are never alone in our journey of life. As we approach Christmas, people of God, let us remember to not only believe in the Prince of Peace, but let us seek to be agents of peace in our world today. Amen.